In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We are experiencing a lot of heat in Boston. So if you're hearing this, stay cool. Don't go out. It's too hot. Be as cool as you can be. It is too hot to go out. So please stay in a cool room. I'm reading from the third chapter of Luke. I read part of it yesterday. In the 15th year of the reign of the emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, Herod was the ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip the ruler of the region of Itutria and Trachonitis, and Licentius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. I tell you, the only reason he mentions all these things is to tell you that John the Baptist and Jesus appeared during real time, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea. They are not myths. They appeared in a time that these things took place. John's in the wilderness, and he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Remember what John's father said, "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation." How? By the forgiveness of their sins. So John has a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness," that's John, "prepare the way of the Lord," that's John, "make his path straight," that's John, "every valley shall be filled," that's John, "every mountain and hill shall be made low," that's John, "and the crooked shall be straight," that's John, "and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Who is the salvation of God? His name is Jesus. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. He is the one who is our Savior and our Redeemer and our Lord. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance." Bear fruits worthy of repentance. He's going to tell you how to bear these fruits. He's going to give you some examples. "Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham." We don't want stones doing our work. Stones during the time of John the Baptist were so plentiful in the Holy Land. I went there in 1980, and there were so many rocks there. I said, they grow rocks in Israel. "Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit shall be cut down and thrown into the fire." How do we bear fruit? If you remain in me and my word remains in you, Jesus said, you will bear much fruit, and your fruit will last. It will last. And the crowds asked John, "What then shall we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with one who has none. Whoever has food must do the same." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked John, "Teacher, what shall we do?" He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Soldiers also came to John, and what should we do? He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation. Be satisfied with your wages. In other words, you know, be honest. Just be honest. And I could tell you, this radio ministry is an honest radio ministry. I have collected over the years, since 1984, millions of dollars. None has come to me. That's just a reality. I'm paid by the Archdiocese of Boston, and I'm very happy to get that money. I don't need to steal, and I don't need to be dishonest. This is real. I am not paid. I am only the preacher who tells people that God loves them, that Jesus is salvation, the preacher that tells them that John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. As the crowds asked him, what shall we do? In reply, he said to them, whoever has two coats must share it with one who has none. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That's Jesus. One coming after you, after me, who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. I know people want the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? When we ask, we receive. But what if we don't feel? When we ask, we receive. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and dwell within our hearts. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Fill us with the fire of the love of God. Fill us with the fire of caring for people. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. The wheat is the good people who give their lives to Jesus. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire, the chaff of those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. But Herod, the ruler who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them all by shutting John up in prison. I tell you, when John was in prison, he would be in the bottom of Herod's castle or Herod's house, and he would be screaming, repent, repent, you married your brother's wife, repent. And I want to tell you that Herod looked at John with admiration as well as with death. He loved John in a way and hated him in another way. He loved to see what he was doing. He thought, you know, if I get this man, maybe I can control him. Now, no one controls the prophet John. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, and he was praying, I told you yesterday, the only account of Jesus praying at baptism is in Luke. The heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Father said, thou art my Son, listen to him. You are my Son, listen to him. I tell you, we need to listen to what Jesus tells us in the Scriptures, in our hearts. We need to listen to what Jesus tells us. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his work. He was the Son as was thought, of Joseph, son of Heli, son of Mephat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Jannai, son of Joseph, and it goes on. Chapter 4, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I tell you, this wilderness is very, very wild. I've been there, and it's spooky. It's spooky. And he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. He's preparing himself for ministry. He ate nothing those days, and when they were over, he was famished. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God," if, of course, he's the Son of God, "thou art my Son, my beloved, with you I am well pleased. If you are the Son of God, command the stones to become loaves of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." In another place it says, "but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Oh yes, if you are. If you are a Christian, why did you do what you did? Jesus wants to heal you of sin and forgiveness. Jesus loves you and has called you to be his own. And you know what? The devil says, if you are a Christian, why did you do this? You go to confession and confess it so that you get rid of it. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. And the devil said to them, if you are the Son of God, command the stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him and said, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. How does Jesus capture the truth? By quoting the scripture. How do you get rid of the devil? By quoting the scripture. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world, all the tinsel, all the Las Vegases, so to speak. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all authority, for it has been given over to me, and for me to give it to anyone that I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered and said, it is written, again the Bible, worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. That's very interesting. If you are the Son of God. The Father told him who he was in the Jordan River. I'm telling you, the devil hates Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something, because he can't get at Jesus now, because Jesus is the glorified King in heaven, he gets at you and he gets at me. We must be free of all satanic lies. How do we get rid of them? By quoting the scriptures. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. He's tempting him with cool suicide. He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. So the devil quotes Psalm 91. Jesus answered him and said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. In other words, Jesus is going to be tempted again. Thanks be to God, he used the Word of God. You must remember who Jesus is. He is the Word made flesh. When Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and the report about him spread through all the surrounding countries. What was the report? That he spoke with authority, and he healed the sick, and cast out demons. He began to teach in the synagogues, and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, there he had been brought up. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up and read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. It was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and upon Jesus, because he has anointed Jesus, to bring good news to the poor. Jesus is anointed to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, yes, by deliverance, and to recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year of jubilee of the Lord's favor. I tell you, this is so powerful. All these things pertain to Jesus Christ. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus, because he has anointed me, Jesus, to bring good news to the poor, Jesus. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, Jesus, and recovery of sight to the blind, Jesus, and to proclaim the year of Jubilee. What's the year of Jubilee? It is the year when all the debts are canceled. Yes, this is the year of Jubilee. Jesus coming to proclaim the word of God. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, heal yourself.' And you will say, 'Do hear also in your hometown the things that we heard you do in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." That's absolutely true. Because people think we know him. He come from our town. He's just like us. No prophet is accepted in his own native town. That's reality. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel. This is going to really get their goat. Listen, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except a widow of Zarephath. Elijah was sent to a Gentile, not a Jew. And she lived in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian, another Gentile. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage, were filled with indignation. They got up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill. You see, he's not going to be accepted by the Jews for the most part, but he will be accepted by the Gentiles through the ministry of St. Paul, who comes later. He led him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, so that they might throw him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. You see, Jesus has power. Jesus has power. It is not time for Jesus to die. It's not time. It is time for him to do the ministry. Jesus calls At daybreak he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God in other cities." The man with the unclean spirit. He went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. But they were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. Yes, Jesus doesn't speak words. He speaks with authority. He has the authority of the Father. He does everything the Father is telling him to do. In the synagogue, there was a man who had an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Jesus doesn't need PR work from the devil. He needs PR work from those who have given their lives to him. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up. Be silent. Come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands unclean spirits to leave. And the report about Jesus began to be reached every place in the region. That this is a powerful man. This is a man who heals the sick. This is a man who casts out demons. So wherever Jesus goes, guess what? The crowds are going to follow. Why? Because they're hurt. Because they're hurt. After leaving the synagogue, he entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve the people. As the sun was setting, all those who had various sicknesses and various diseases brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Do you know that Jesus does the same thing today? They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. People ask me, when did I get the gift of healing? I tell you, I kept on praying for people and nothing seemed to happen until, you know, things started to break out. God wants to see how faithful we will be. We are faithful to his word. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Demons also came out of him shouting, "You are the Son of God," but he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the one who is great and awesome. He is the one who heals the sick, who casts out demons, and who makes people new. At daybreak, he departed. Where did he depart? To a deserted place. What's he going to do there? He's going to pray. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news or the gospel of the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ did only the work of the Father. Whatever the Father told him to do, you know, he did. He worked by revelation. The man in the synagogue with demon was, the Father gave Jesus permission to cast it out. Whatever Jesus does, he has permission from the Father. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus comes baptizing people in the Holy Spirit and with fire. How the church and Father Tom needs the Holy Spirit and fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, all who are desperate, starting with me, give us the Holy Spirit and give us the fire that comes from the Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.